With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The first debate between President Trump and Kamala Harris is later tonight in Philadelphia.
We're run by stupid people.
Donald Trump over the weekend.
And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night. Is anybody going to be watching?
Many of Donald Trump's previous debate opponents say, look out for the thing he says or does that she can't possibly prepare for. A former Kamala Harris aide says the former prosecutor wants to win Tuesday night on merit. Last week, she said this.
This race is going to be tight until the very end. So please, let's not pay too much attention to the polls. Because we are running as the underdog.
A presidential debate begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday on ABC. I'm Rita Foley.
That debate will also be heard live tonight on the Salem Radio Network. North Carolina Supreme Court says former independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be removed from state ballots ahead of the general election. Also at SRNNews.com, an arrest warrant has been issued for Joseph Couch, who's suspected of shooting at cars on Interstate 75 in southeastern Kentucky.
The affidavit quotes a text message that police say Couch sent to a woman 30 minutes before he opened fire over the weekend on Interstate 75. The affidavit quoted a separate text in which Couch said he would kill himself after the shooting. Meanwhile, law enforcement agencies across southeastern Kentucky are still trying to apprehend Couch and are searching in dense woods. Trooper Scotty Pennington with the Kentucky State Police says,
our goal is to apply steady pressure and wearing Mr. Couch down. Hopefully he has no water and nothing to eat.
That audio is courtesy of WHAS. Area schools have closed while residents have locked their doors and kept their children inside. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. It's almost time for 40 Days for Life.
The annual fall campaign begins on September 25th and runs through November 3rd. Pro-life advocates will stand outside abortion clinics in their local communities offering silent prayer for 40 days in a row. Since the campaign began in 2007, nearly 25,000 women have chosen not to have an abortion at clinics where they received prayer, and more than 260 clinic workers have decided to quit their jobs. More details at 40daysforlife.com. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Construction's getting underway on a state-funded abortion clinic in southern New Mexico. Operators say it will cater to local residents and seek to attract women from neighboring states with strong pro-life laws, including Texas and Oklahoma. The Democrat governor there, Michelle Grisham, announced the start of construction during a visit. The clinic will draw upon $10 million in taxpayer funding. This is SRN News. A new senator is sworn in at the U.S. Capitol.
There's a new U.S. senator for New Jersey, sworn in to fill the seat vacated by the resignation of Democrat Bob Menendez.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution?
Democrat George Helmy's been sworn in as the interim U.S. senator for New Jersey.
I do.
All right, congratulations, Senator. Thank you.
He'll serve only a few months in office until a permanent candidate is picked by voters in November. The 44-year-old Helmy is a former chief of staff to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, who tabbed him to fill the seat made vacant in August when Senator Bob Menendez resigned after bribery and corruption convictions. Helmy was previously an aide to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tropical storm Francine expected to intensify into a Category 2 hurricane before making landfall Wednesday. The National Hurricane Center says there's an increasing likelihood of strong winds.